You can't handle the truth. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to make up the day today. Ready? It's imaginary. It's anything I want to be. What does the government tell me? Oh, April 30th. It's a Tuesday, 2024. I don't want to go outside the government parameters because, by God, they're the only thing that keeps us safe. Thank you, government. You're the best. Can we change our clocks again this fall? That was so much fun when we did it just a few weeks ago. Oh, you're the best. Thanks. Thanks, Obama. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, that's my shtick on the old time control and the manipulation of the human being and why we feel at dis-ease all the constant time is because we do. If I go from here past Nashville and I go past Middle Tennessee, I'm in a different time zone. Woo! But I've got to travel all the way for another 5 or 6 hours by car to get to the Kansas border to change to a different time zone. So time is different over there, and time is different over there, and then time is different here than over there, and time is different from here than over there, and then time is different if they just decide it's different. Do you see, guys? This is my speech every time. You guys just love hearing my gripe about the time of things. But guys, this is what they do. This is how they do it. Now, let me control your mind just a little bit more. Edward, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Now, why did that jump away from me there? Okay, here we go. Howdy, Jim. Martin, good to see you. Mario, good to see you, man. Marcia Anderton, thank you so much for being a part of it. Laurent, oh, yeah. Then there's Canadian time. Laurent up there in old Canada, he's a Canuck. They don't have time. They just have mooses. Or is it Mises? What? Octopi? Octopus? I don't know. You tell me. We're just going to make it up as we go along. Guys, I think there's some more to this whole English language thing. I'm going to talk to you more about that. Lawrence says, time is different from Canada. Yeah, because, you know, you're Canada. We don't care about you guys. Canada, what was it? The guys up to the north that keeps the Russians from coming across the North Pole at us? Is that what you guys are there for? I think that's kind of what I get it. But anyway, I'm just being very facetious about the whole thing. You know, guys, how I feel about the manipulation of the government. Well, continuing on with the manipulation of the government. Let's see what we got here. Ken, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And why does everything keep jumping around? Stop. All right. Back to the focus here. I named today's show DEA. Well, does that mean diversity, equity, and ambush? Ooh, that could be a new one. Diversity, equity, and ambush. Diversity, equity, and anonymous. No? Diversity, equity, and assholery. No? Is assholery a word? Assholery. I don't know if that's a word. We'll have to look that up and see if that's in the old... No, I'm not going to do that. And Antarctica has never been a frozen wasteland. So, Lawrence says Trudeau has us in a ball and chain. Well, Lawrence, maybe you guys just have an abusive relationship and you need to sometimes just say no. You know, no means no, right? By the way, guys, remember, like each other's comments out there. As everybody's commenting, we see John Kennedy and we see Marty out there. By the way, guys, friend request Marty, super cool guy, one of the best guys I know. He really is, supports the Jim Price Show wholly. He does a great job and has always stood behind me. So, guys, Marty, it says Martin because, you know, Martin. No, it's Martin. Great guy. Gonna get to see him Saturday. Looking forward to seeing him as well. So, all right, guys, let's get back to the regularly scheduled program, whatever that may be. Now, let's see. DEA, diversity, equity, and abolitionist. Wait, that's a person who doesn't that believes in freedoms for all, and we shouldn't, you know, have rules and laws and things that cause people to hesitate. That sounds like a good idea. Abolitionist. Huh. What have I heard that from? I mean, John Brown, the big, great big mural up on the Kansas Capitol, where it's got him standing. Anyway, yeah, you guys got to look up John Brown sometime. If you actually look at my early stuff on my website and on my different pages, John Brown, I put him on there, and people did not understand and do not understand what that's really about. And you should. But anyway, see, diversity. Okay, so DEA, diversity, equity, and Alabama. No, that doesn't work either. I got a catch here. Man, I don't know what that's about, but I got to stop it. All right. You know what I do appreciate, though? I do appreciate the fact that the comments can come up over here on Restream faster than they can come up on Facebook. Because 20 years later, Facebook still sucks. So just happened to say that for a minute. Jenny, good to see you. Thank you for being here. Now, let's see. DEA. Oh, wait. We got... Ken's got diversity, equity, and anarchy. Well, okay, that's pretty close, Ken. Now, I want to talk about the DEA today because this is the stupidity. Oh, update on Twitter. My Twitter followers today are all the way down to 3281. If you guys have been paying attention, last week we were clear up to a larger number than that. You like that? Like I just said, it's a larger number than that. We had gotten ourselves up to 3303. Okay, so 3,303 followers on Twitter. Today, we are, so since last Friday, this happened on Friday, we were up to 3,303. And if I'm remembering right, I'm using my memory, so it could be a little bit lacking. By the way, guys, 100% of eyewitnesses are 100% biased by what they feel they saw. If you have an eyewitness report, it absolutely is worthless in the court of law. If your judge or jury is saying that it's absolutely the best thing in the world, they will tell you that jurors, that the psychological effect of eyewitness reports are literally weighted by the person who watches it, and they make a decision on what they feel, including the person's color, height, everything. It's absolutely amazing to watch how that is. All right. So I want to get back to, so Twitter's doing a great job. They're pulling off the followers. We've lost 22 followers since Friday. So that's cool. Thanks, Twitter. You guys are, you know, if anything, Twitter is really consistent. I mean, they're really staying on top of things. One way to fix a border. So, all right. So let's go back. Who's DEA? DEA. Well, Ken says we've got the tyranny effect, the anarchy. No, that's not it. So diversity, equity. No, it's okay. DEA. I need to go ahead and pull the article up so I can do this whole thing. So released out today. Now, this is why I want you guys to understand how your government doesn't absolutely, it does nothing helpful for you. It does nothing to benefit you. It does not seek out the best way to make your life better. It doesn't seek out the way to find the best truth for you to be able to live in your best knowledge and understand everything and then make a decision out of 100% of all the information. And whether the information is factual according to you or it's non-fact according to you, but every single thing should be laid out there. And then the individual looking at it saying, well, thank you, Mr. Government, for finding 100% of all of the information on this one topic. Now I get to make the decision because you've brought it to me. and allowed me to have free will, allowed me to be able to be an amazing individual, and I can do all these things because I have liberty, the freedom of my mind, and I have freedom of my body. That's individual freedoms, individual liberties. That is the theme here at the Jim Price Show. And my government, in the way that the Constitution is written, that limits the government but never limits the people, I'm going to tell you right now, hands down, I should be able to look at my government and never once ever think, I ain't got anything to worry about it. I'm not worried about it. Hey, there's a cop over there. I don't care. Because he's not running LIDAR. Because he's not out there trying to find something wrong, a way to collect money from me, to give me, to tell me I have a busted light on my truck, or I got a headlight out, or, you know, whatever it is. That should be a courtesy to saying, hey, dude, get your taillight fixed. They don't want you being unsafe. Someone might hit you, and I don't want you to be hurt. See, that was the innocence of a speeding ticket. I'm sorry, a taillight ticket, which then turned into LIDAR and all the other types of radar that cops run now. And then we find ourselves in a predatory system where we are the prey. Yes, that means they're taking something from us that we are not willfully giving them. The only reason you pay a speeding ticket is because you don't want to go to jail, because they will come with a gun and a badge and they will kill you if you resist. And I'm not using extraordinary words. I'm not trying to make cops seem bad, but there seems to be a repeating pattern here that doesn't sound real good. Seems how 80% of gun victims from police are men and they're white. So I am at 80% more likely to be shot and killed by a police officer than a black man. It's not talking about the Asians and Hispanics and Arabics. They're not, it seems like we don't even shoot those guys. But anyway, my point is if my government is actually out here supposedly doing everything it's supposed to make my life better, well, why is it that when I see a cop coming down the street, why do I worry about whether I've got a seatbelt on? Why do I got to worry about how fast I'm going? Why do I got to worry about whether I'm going to put a shed in my backyard, or I'm going to put a fence along my property line, or I'm going to build something on my property? Well, if you don't pay your taxes, they'll take your property from you. Well, wait, I thought I had property. I thought I owned property. I thought that was part of the American dream. Oh, no, it could be taken away if you don't pay your taxes, because your property is taxed, your income is taxed, your food is taxed, your utilities taxed. But by the way, the government's going to give you something back. See, remember this little plant that grows around the earth. And by the way, all the different strains of cannabis are from different parts of the globe according to the climate. Hot, moist, cold, dry, sunny, dark, all that. Every single part of this world has had a different type of cannabis grow up in it. And then, by the way, the male plants are your hemp and your female plants are your flowering cannabis. They're all cannabis and it's all hemp. But we got to use these classified words to make everything so sensational. And we use and then we wonder why we can't feel at ease, because we're always at dis-ease with the world around us. Let's change the time, Jim. Change the time again, Jim. Got to change the time, Jim. We got to do that. It's coming up. We got to just pay attention to time change. Don't look at the war in Israel over the Israel Canal. Don't look up Israel Canal in your little Google search. Don't do that. Don't look up Israel Canal. Don't figure out why we're doing what we do. Don't worry about the 20-some billion dollars we gave to Israel, or the billions of dollars we're giving Hamas at the exact same time we're giving Israel money, and then we're giving Ukraine money. And by the way, we're giving Russia money, and we're giving China money, and Afghans and Pakistanis and Iran. Everybody gets money but you. So my problem is that my government, who says you better pull over or I'll send a guy with a gun and a badge to shoot you, and let's say you do pull over, but you don't pay that $150. They'll send a cop out to get you and take you downtown and book you in the prison. And then they spend you through that whole process. By the way, they're just taxing your number. By the way, they're making money on the backside. And by the way, this judge President Trump's court case in New York, that $6,000 goes directly to the judge's fund. By the way, when you have contempt charges, it goes directly to the judge's fund, which is a discretionary judge's fund they spend on lunches and on conferences and trips and education. That's a real thing. Look it up. I'm so wound up on this whole thing. Ken says, hemp has many uses, but we don't want to talk about that. Well, let me give you this, Kent. Ken, the reason we had the Dust Bowl in America is because they outlawed cannabis or outlawed hemp, and that was the number one cash crop from Kansas. And up and down the Midwest, they were growing three crops a year of hemp. And then overnight, the government said all of your equipment, all your processing, all your storage of hemp is illegal. So the barn you have for hemp, the tractor you have for hemp, the tilling equipment you have for hemp, the seeding you have for hemp, the loan you have on hemp is absolutely been abolished and you no longer can make money, so your fields are going to sit empty and here comes a nice dry spell to blow all the topsoil away. Guys, we bankrupted farms across this Midwest because we decided that we no longer wanted the devil's lettuce, that the blacks and the Hispanics, they're going to come and rape the white women. Rawr! Literally, that is their message, not mine. That's why they didn't like you talking about jazz, because it's going to make you rape the white women. I mean, it's just so stupid. Like, people really believed in this stuff. Now, hemp is absolutely can replace this constitutional rule book here, the citizens rule book, that we can replace this with hemp. And it's more bioavailable and biofriendly to the earth than cutting down a tree and making it out of pulp, wood pulp. The wood pulp industry is what did what it did to cannabis. It had nothing to do with raping white women. I hate that we play this game. If this book was made out of hemp, it would not brown and decay in the way that paper does. Hemp can be grown three crops per year in one field. I can grow three crops of hemp in 100-acre plot where I can only grow crops once a cycle. I can grow corn, or I can grow milo, or I can grow wheat, or I can grow cotton, or I can grow, but I can't grow three cash crops all at once. And this is how they get us. This is where we get all wound up. Now, let's do something. I'm going to go ahead and read the article. I got on a big spin about the government, which, you know, that's my thing. I love spinning off about the government. Dealers enforcing awkwardness. Very good, John. Thank you for that. I will tell you this, by the way. The DEA is the number one contributor to the rise of crack cocaine, cocaine, meth, and methamphetamines, as well as fentanyl. DEA is who paid the Arkansas drug dealer in the Made in America movie where Tom Cruise was a star. If you guys want to see what your DEA does on a regular basis, go look up Made in America. It's not 100% factual, but it is so factual, it will make your mind hurt. That your government was paying Contras to come up to Arkansas, train with the U.S. military, and then be flown back down by the same guy who's bringing tons of cocaine into America, as the DEA gave that individual, the DEA, maps for patrolling so he could get his tons of cocaine into America. Now, the DEA agrees to reclassify marijuana under federal law. Now, do you want to know why I have a problem with that title? Do you know why it absolutely pisses me off? Because there is no law that says cannabis is anything. It's an ordinance. It's a guideline. It's a part of a document that has nothing to do with a congressional law. Oh, yeah, your states have bothered to go ahead and say it's illegal. Woo! But they always piggyback it on according to the federal regulations. Regulations are not laws, jackass. 2 the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. Oh, you're administrating drug enforcement? Thanks. Thanks, Obama. Has agreed to reclassify marijuana under a federal law. Wait, is it a law or are they going to reclassify it? Because if they can reclassify it because they feel like it, then it's not a law. It has to go through Congress. The problem is you got to be careful when they write articles like this, which way is it really? So if they can just reclassify it without going through Congress, that means it was a guideline or a regulation. It had nothing to do with law. But we use the word law and we throw it around in a lot of ways we shouldn't. Oh, yeah, we use the word law because a lawyer will say, well, that's the law. The judge will say, well, that's the law. And the DA will say, well, that's the law. Show me the law. See, this is where we go around and around and around and around. And it really just hurts my brain to think that we have to do this. This just means our hands are in the pot now. Well, Jonathan, but at least we won't arrest you for it. All right. Now, this is where I just... Now, by the way, this is saying the Biden administration's effort to reform the nation's cannabis regulation policy. Oh, regulatory policy. By the way, listen to this. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has agreed to reclassify marijuana under a federal law. But listen to how they contradict themselves in the very next sentence. But they're trying to give somebody some credit. Thank you, Uncle Joe. Listen to this. Capping the Biden administration's effort to reform the nation's cannabis regulatory policy. Whoa. Okay. Is it a regulation or is it a policy or is it a law? Because here, just a second ago, you called it a federal law. But they're capping the Biden administration's effort. This is their cherry on top of the sundae. This is the bagook right there. Biggie, biggie. Look what we got here for you, bagook. Thanks, Obama. thanks for fixing that federal law and the regulatory policy. Well, that was mighty white of you. Thanks, bro. I appreciate you just giving me my freedom back. Huh, what? Wait, but if it's a law, how can they reform it? How can they reform a regulatory policy? Because is it regulation or is it policy or is it a law? Boy, I sure knew which way I could be put at ease instead of dis-ease about my federal government that doesn't do what I want to do. But this is doing it for a political reason. Thanks, Obama. Jerk. All right. Under the change, the DEA will reschedule marijuana under the Federal Controlled Substance Act to Schedule 3 instead of its current Schedule 1 status, a classification reserved for drugs with no medical value and high potential for abuse. Wait, hold on a second. Heroin is in that. So are some other chemically made things that we put into people's body. But the problem is heroin has a place for medical. So does other things like fentanyl is used in anesthesia. I don't know, folks. Why are we so stupid about what we call things when we don't even realize that what we're calling them is inaccurate, but then we say that they're accurate? I can sit here and I've only gotten, this is the very first paragraph of this article. And I've already destroyed the sources of their authority. Hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. But why is this tone in my voice? And why am I, this is like this all the time? Because your government doesn't know what the government does, and the government doesn't know what the government doesn't know, and it doesn't know what it does know. The government doesn't know anything. This is absolutely breathtaking. So now what happens? According to all these states who have all these state laws tied directly to the, let me read it right here, regulatory policy of the federal government, what does the states do now? Because this just throws everything into a tailspin, because that means that everything that you're tying the state laws to doesn't exist anymore, so the state laws don't work or don't do that anymore. This is the government. These are the same people who will kill you. They don't care. They don't care if they're doing it right or wrong or if it's all the information or some of the information, or if it doesn't really matter, or it really does matter, or I don't know, or I can't tell. Guys, do you see where my frustration, the high pitch of my voice is going, Rob? I mean, don't you guys feel like it's really kind of weird that we're going to go ahead and we're going to do it? We're going to redo it. We're just going to do this differently now. Yeah, I mean, after 100 years, we just decided that, you know, I was just kidding. Now, I can't just give you freedom. I've got to give you freedom light. I've got to give you a little peace. But why can't you just give me freedom? Why can't you find a way that every time you bother to talk about the citizens of America, you do it very quietly because you don't want to piss us off? Because you are so afraid to piss off your master because you're a public servant. You won't dare raise your voice. You won't dare send a guy with a gun and a badge to my door. You won't send the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, or the local PD, or the sheriff, or the state police, or the military after me because you fear me. Or do you fear me? I don't think you do. And why doesn't my government fear me? Because we've given over so much. And we've learned how to take a punch. We've learned how to take it on the chin. We've learned how to get a black eye and put a little makeup on it. We've gotten a little bit of a fat lip and we've got a couple of teeth missing, but we just keep moving on. We've got shackles around our ankles and we've got chains on our arms and we're being held back with the government, but yet we still trudge on. Just like Conan the Barbarian when he was pushing that mill. Right, he still pushed on. He was still whooped and beat, and he still pushed on. He became stronger and bigger and more skilled because of the challenges he went through. And I know that challenges make us amazing. They make us stronger. They make us the most amazing things ever on earth. The more that we get challenged, the harder we push, the more we become creative, the better the prisoners we become, right? Because we want to find a way to get around it. But the government doesn't seek out a way to set us free, and that right there is a failed government. Period. The government hides itself in, behind itself right in front of us to beat us. Well, absolutely. Well, remember, it's kind of like, remember when you had that uncle or that nephew that would like hit you with your own hand? You're like, oh, why do you hit you with your own hand? Why are you so stupid? Why do you hit yourself? Why do you hit yourself? That's what the government's doing. They're taking our own fist and just beating the dog crap out of us, going, why you hit yourself, Jim? Well, if you wouldn't do things wrong, I wouldn't have to hurt you. If you wouldn't do things wrong, I wouldn't have to take your money. All right, moving on here. This is a positive step forward for federal cannabis policy. However, it's a rather modest step given the strong support among American voters for comprehensive cannabis reform. Matthew, executive director of Cannabis Policy Reform Group, said in a statement after the news of DA decision broke up on Tuesday. By the way, gee, thanks for deciding to do what the American people have asked you to do for decades and almost a century now, which was from the day one, don't make it illegal. But you sure got that alcohol legal. And those cigarettes with the 2,000 chemicals, can those be legal? Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, but by the way, the O'Biden administration, they're not going to get rid of menthol cigarettes. It seems the black community would suffer too much. According to the O'Biden, Obama, or whatever we're going to call it, the pedo-in-chief administration, they're worried about losing the black vote over the fact that they were going to take menthol out of cigarettes. They're not going to take the 2,000 chemicals out. No. Stupid. Why are you so dumb? I mean, I, as a person who understands the heart of our government, why are you so stupid? We're going to take menthol out of there because menthol is the problem. Not the 2,000 chemicals. No. It's the menthol in there. That's what it is. That's If I just would have known menthol was the reason that made everybody sick from smoking cigarettes, if I just, it's not the 2,000 chemicals they spray, because nicotine is non-addictive, and nicotine is not a bad substance for your brain. In fact, it's actually a helpful neuroprotectant for your brain. But the 2,000 chemicals, we're not going to talk about those. Those 2,000 chemicals, that's a secret. Don't tell me. This is where we get so lost on all this, guys. This is absolutely... Edward has a thunderbolt for Conan. Conan the Barbarian. I really thought that was kind of a neat... When I was a kid and I saw that movie, I've watched it several times. I think I've watched it like this year sometime. And, you know, great cinematography. They did a good job on it. I mean, the original Conans are better than the new Conans. I will tell you that. The new Conans can suck it. They are not good movies. The old Conan, you know, that whole thing, I got into it. All right, this is a positive step forward. Okay, so Matthew says, let's see. It is important to acknowledge that this rescheduling would not affect the criminalization of medical cannabis patients and cannabis consumers under state law. There you go. So we must continue to work to enact sustainable and fair cannabis legalization and medical cannabis laws through state and legislation and ballot initiatives. Reports of the DEA decision to reschedule cannabis was confirmed by five people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of being anonymous to discuss the sensitive regulation. Okay, so sounds like the cat got out of the bag a little early and... I'm underwhelmed by the progress made during Biden's administration. I think it was fair to expect more, says Matt. It was absurd to consider cannabis to be more dangerous than heroin, as in the case today. It may remain absurd to consider cannabis to be more dangerous than alcohol, Xanax, and Valium, which will still be the case after the rescheduling takes effect. Here's what I just want to point out to you is that this is literally like,
I mean, we can't just say, Hey,
you're free. Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm going to do something for you guys today. You know, I woke up feeling pretty good, you know, thought I'd just go ahead and hand you a big bucket of freedom. Here you go. Here's a big bucket of freedom. Hey, how about that? You want this big bucket of freedom? Because the government's handing them out today. No, they're not. No, they're not. It is literally just the stick whooping you, and it was a little piece of paper cut out for the carrot. It wasn't really a real carrot. They kind of act like they get, it's the illusion of a carrot that you're going to be free, and then they just whack you with that damn stick. Whack you with that stick. Hey, you little piece of crap. You little citizen, you. You want freedom? Well, you can't have it. I watched grown-ass men and women on the congressional floor debating whether or not we should be able to mine rare earth minerals in federal land. Let me give you something, folks. Did you know that the only place that the rare earth minerals exist in America are on federal reserve land? Anybody? Anybody? Anyone you want to debate that? Four Peaks, just east of Phoenix, the valley of the sun, the whole, there's a town just east of there. It's called Fountain Hills. And then there's a casino there where an Indian reservation's at. And then just beyond that's called Four Peaks. Four Peaks has every known mineral on earth and has some of the biggest reserves of gold and diamonds and amethysts and all kinds of other things in those Four Peak region just outside of Phoenix. I have explored those areas. I have been in there. I know a lot about that. I even know where the Lost Dutchman's mine, where they were mining the gold for the Lost Dutchman, where he had an agreement with the Apaches and was able to go and find these gold plumes, these areas where gold actually plumed out of the ground. I know exactly where those are at. I found the Hartwell. I've been in the Four Peaks area. Did you know your federal government literally owns every single rare earth site in America? They did that purposely to hold it in reserve so that they would be able to control those who could come and go, who could get land leases. But today, I watched a gentleman from Denver go, I've got a letter here. I don't, this is not it, but let's, I don't have a piece, I don't have a letter, but I have this letter here from countless anglers and sportsmen from Colorado, and this is their words, not mine. We agree with holding regulations on federal land so that it has limited angler and hunting access. That's their words, not mine. So this Democrat from Denver stood up there and said he has a letter from countless anglers and sportsmen alike. Okay, well, can you list? Can we have a list of those people? Can, do we get to? Do we get to? I mean, was it 100? Was it 20,000? Was it 1,000,000? Or was it just a letter that was written to you from the Sierra Club who hugely supports every Democrat because Democrats love to shut down things and the Sierra Club benefits from that because it creates value for their company. Money, money, money. Money. Money, money, money. Oh, yeah, Sierra Club. Woo! What does Sierra Club do? Hey, Sierra, you guys planted any trees this year? How about, did you save any fish? Did you nurture a baby seal or money, money, money? Woo, Sierra Club, what do you guys do? Oh, nothing? That's what I thought. Why do I know they do nothing? Because when I ran for office, they sent me a questionnaire on all the things that I thought I should have and the things I should say and the things I could be and the things of this and the things of that. Yeah. Not exactly what you want. Oh, by the way, they changed. They wanted all the bicycle lanes in downtown. The reason you guys have bicycle lanes downtown is for the Sierra Club. Sierra Club likes more bike routes, and that's why you guys have all these bike lanes along the freeways and the roads where everybody's trying to drive, and they cut out of them lanes so they could have a bike lane, and then now they have a bike lane, and you only have one lane to drive in, but the bike's got a place to drive now. Thank you, Obama. Piece of crap. All right, let's see what John Kennedy. John's talking good stuff today. Let's see what John's got out here. He says, this deep state government can't go on because it's not really going on right now in a real sense. Trump and the military have been successful at taking down the deep state since the day he announced his candidacy as president back in 2015. Oh, I'm with you. Absolutely. Remember, guys, like each other's comments. Like, share, comment. Like, share, comment. We have to beat this system. So, anyway... We have to beat the system. Be friends with each other on Facebook, on Twitter. Everybody like each other, follow each other, get it out there. Let's see where we are. We're still on Twitter. Let's see if we lost any. Oh, we lost another follower on Twitter today. During the show, we are at 3281. We dropped a follower during the show. Love this, guys. I mean, I must be so bad that all that just people just leave. They're like, oh my God, I just can't stand this guy. Ooh, I gotta follow this guy. I got to unfollow him. He's so terrifying. Anyway, let's see. That was it. That was it on that article, so that was all I had. But by the way, the DEA has bothered to say that they're going to give you back your freedoms, but not all your freedoms and not really your freedoms. They're just going to give you back nothing. They're giving you nothing. They're rescheduling it so that it looks like it's not a crime, but still crime. It's still bad. Well, it's not bad, but it's bad. But not bad like bad, but bad like as in bad, but not bad. I mean, if it was bad, I mean, we would have a Schedule 1-er. Like, it would be like a Schedule 1 plus, you know, it's like Disney Plus or Walmart Plus. You know, if you go to Walmart Plus, you can actually check yourself out. You can actually get you can actually pay Walmart so you can check out your own groceries. You can, if you go to Walmart Plus, the Walmart Club, that you get to check your own groceries out. Isn't that cool? Boy, I thought we didn't want to check out our own groceries. But I gotta pay you so I can check out. How about you just check out my crap so I don't have to worry about your little fat security guard at the door trying to check my receipt like he knows what he's doing. Anyway, I digress. I gotta move on here. All right, so this is a continuation of the problems that we live in over and over again, where our government, again, I guess this is just putting me on a list. I'm putting myself on a list by talking about the list, but also by talking about the government and saying that a small, limited government makes people free and amazing. But that does mean that you actually have to take care of yourself, and there'll be no government there to hold your hand and pat you on the little hand. Oh, you're just such a good little citizen. Look at you. You're such a good little citizen. I'm going to give you some money, and then you're going to give me part of it back, and then I'm going to abuse you. That sounds like a pimp. I'm going to give you this up. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make money that I have printed. And then when you make the money, I'm going to take part of it back so that I can then go spend that on what I want. That's a pimp. That's a pimp situation, right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong on this? That this is not pimp? I mean, this is like makes us the prostitutes, right? We're out there getting ours, you know, looking for the, you know, getting me a trick. Got to turn a trick so I can make some money, and I get to feel all dirty inside so I can go give my pimp his money. But I don't really get to, I have to give him all the money, and then he gives me some of it back. That's fair. That sounds like a government to me. That's what I want to see in my government. Hey, thanks, government. Oh, are you going to send a guy to shoot me now that I said thanks, government? Oh, you've already done that? You put the laser dot to my forehead already? You've already raided my house? You tore my life apart? Stupid me, I didn't die. Sorry, I didn't die for you guys. Sorry, I just didn't, you know, lay down and die. This is crazy. Saying bad so much makes you sound like Ben Shapiro. Oh, now I don't know about that. You have me try not to shop the big stores. Go local. Sarah, absolutely. And I tell you what, I have started becoming so conscientious of all the things. That's why I had the guy on with Masa Chips on yesterday, guys. And if you guys haven't ordered Masa Chips, I mean, you guys all eat chips. So shut your mouth. Don't say, I don't eat chips, Jim. I've never done that. My body is a temple, and Jesus is the only thing in my heart. So you guys have all eaten chips, so shut it. I don't want to hear it. But imagine ordering Masa Chips that you get in your house that literally are giving you nutrients. They're not depleting things out of your body and causing inflammation. Imagine if you had those chips in your house as opposed to the junk from Frito-Lay and Doritos and all the other crap. By the way, guys, I mean, Frito-Lay was here in Wichita, Kansas, one of the biggest corporations that came out of here. Just like Pizza Hut, just like White Castle, just like Lone Star Steakhouse. You guys didn't know about Freddy's Frozen Custards from Wichita? You guys didn't know that? Yeah, that's all, yeah. Sherman Williams, Case New Holland, Skid Steers are all made here. Boeing started here, Cessna, Beechcraft. No? Anything that makes, you know, you guys don't know anything about? Anyway, all right. So, but guys, listen, if you get a chance to order something that's amazing for you, Masa Chips is it. That's it. That's how you do it. Marsha Enderton, the government treats us like little biatches, so they may as well be our pimps. Well, Marsha, I am a free man, and I make my own decisions. And just because I fear my government doesn't mean that my government controls my every motion or that I owe it anything or that I'm just lying to you. Yeah, it's bad, guys. It is. It's absolutely bad. This is, again, it's on you. What do you guys want to do? The DEA says they're giving you something, but in reality, it's just a token of nothing. I'm giving you back your freedom. Oh, you mean the freedom I was born with according to my God-given inalienable rights that cannot be given or taken away? God-given inalienable rights? You mean those rights? Those? That? You talking about that? Come on, man. Come on, man. Anyway. You guys are crazy. Marsha says, I'm actually home early and able to respond. I'm usually driving home from work when Jim's show is on. Well, Marsha Enderton, thank you for being a part of that. And hey, you know, just who needs a job anyway? Just leave that. You know, yeah, you don't need jobs. what does that really matter? You know, we're just all, you know, the internet here, that Jim Price show, it just runs on, it just runs on wishes. You know, my Obama card, you know, just, you know, unicorn farts and wishes over here. Thanks, Obama. You know, the internet, it just, they just send it to you. It's free. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's just not even, you know, not, oh, Dona, good to see you. Dona says, I'm having issues with the computer today. I have no sound. And closed captioning is great. Love your show. Well, thank you, Dona. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. D-O-N-N-A. Dona is a Hatfield and McCoy. You better be careful. She'll shoot you. No, I'm just kidding. It's good to see you. All right. Well, the sad part of this is, guys, is that this is me just making fun of our government because it really sounds stupid. Well, you know, I'm going to give you what is really yours, but next time you need to ask permission. Wait, that's not how freedom works. Well, you know, next time, you know, you watch. If you don't do it right, I'll take that freedom back again. You better watch yourself. So does that mean that we're always like perpetually grounded? I mean, we're always grounded? Like, but I was like, well, hey, if you're good, I'll let you go to the dance this Friday. Let you go roller skating. You guys remember roller skating? God dang, I miss roller skating so bad. We the people should never fear our government. They should always fear the people that grace them with the power to do what's right for us Americans. Clayton Norris, you are absolutely perfect, right on spot, correct. Perfect, dude. Thank you for that. And that's how we should think of it. We should always be thinking of ourselves as the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. It's pretty simple math. What precious metal is the government's cane made of? Yeah, I know. Let's see here. Must be the government's free internet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, free internet. They, you know what? It's free if you pay $120 a month for it. Wait, that doesn't sound. Does that sound free? If you pay $120 to Cox every month for your internet? Does that sound free? Because I have to do the high-speed stuff because I got to do this thing here with you guys. See, it's not free. Or how about the hosting on the internet, the web page I have to pay for? Or about the, you know, different parts of the email inside of the website? And then I have to pay for this, and I have to pay for that, and I have to pay for the... Anyway. Edward says, hey, Clayton. Clayton, good to see you. So, hey, that's good stuff, man. Thank you. This is absolutely... The best, you guys. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen, I got a little time here. I will tell you guys. This is the Jim Price Show. I started this out as basically I needed to be able to talk about what the government was doing to me, so it would keep you guys from being affected. And this is one of the best things that a story can do for you. Information can limit your being affected by something negative. Okay, limiting yourself to be affected by something negative is why I started the show. And I want to start talking about how I saw these little things in our government. I saw the fallacy and I saw the establishment and I saw this machine that was willing to consume me. And I thought, you know, this can't be real. This is not how the world really works. This is not the way things really are. And then to come to find out, it's worse than I ever thought. And the more I get into this, I realize it's just this big smoke and mirrors and the illusion of these people. If you walked up to any congressman, you walked up to AOC and said, do you believe in freedom? And she would say, yes. Well, but, you know, I need to limit freedom like this and limit like this. That's not freedom. And that's where we don't realize that these people, we do believe that they believe in freedom, but they don't know how to execute it because freedom scares them. Your freedom, your ability to do whatever you want, freaks them out. They don't like it. They like freedom, but not your freedom. But that tells me how insecure they really are. And the people that are put in these leadership positions don't have the mental acuity or the ability to stand on their own two feet because they are very insecure individuals. They are wildly insecure. Wildly insecure. Hey, Vince Braun, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Jill says, I so miss roller skating. I do miss roller skating. I need to get back. I got a pair of roller skates. When I was buying storage units about 10, 15 years ago, big into buying storage units way before Storage Wars became a thing and all that. And everybody started thinking, oh, it's $1,000. Oh, it's $1,000,000. You know, those storage units, you have to, at 99%, I say 99, 90% of everything in a storage unit is usually just trash. It's non-resellable. And there's been a lot of times I have bought storage units, like literally there are bags of trash in there. Like they literally took their trash and put it in the storage unit. That's a thing. So anyway, all right, Edward says, hey, Donna, good to see you. So Edward is saying hi over here. Let's see what else we got. My son is an original Hatfield. He's an eighth cousin of DeVille himself. DeVille Ency? I don't know if that's how you say it, Donna. Yes, we pick up a block of internet with your block of cheese. Yeah, Vince, very good. Appreciate that. Vince, good to see you, sir. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I will tell you guys are amazing. And having you guys comment and react and share and like each other's comment and creating a family, guys, this is everything. That when I started going through this stuff in 2016 and then the raids that came in 2018 and watching my house be destroyed and the newspaper articles and being arrested five different times for one crime and being manipulated and all these other things and the amount of money and time and the stress that I was put under, you know, you guys are worth it. You guys are worth it. You guys are everything that I went through. This is worth it here. You guys are absolutely worth it. I am so proud to have been part of what you guys are and what we are as together as a family. It's fantastic to have you guys here, and I love that you guys are all becoming friends with each other because that is what I've tried. This is what I've wanted the whole way, is seeing you guys become friends and become better and understand that the enemy is out there and not in us. We don't need to fight with each other. We don't need to be gross with each other. We don't need to tear each other down. And too much misinformation. And by the way, misinformation is usually the lack of total understanding. Understanding the good, bad, and the indifference of a topic. By the way, that's misinformation. When people talk about misinformation on MSNBC, they're talking about things that they don't want being said. They don't want being heard. And that's not misinformation. That's called speech control. And remember, speech and thought control starts in the church. Don't think about that. It's a sin. Don't say that. It's a sin. And none of those things are in the Bible. Look it up. Be careful how you reference a book when we too many times we infer what we think the Bible says. We have inferences. We put things into the Bible that really aren't there. And the sad part of it is we have to be careful about that. Let's see. I'm surprised. Not surprising. It's Verizon home internet. Well, you know, it's only as good as the tower that you're there. We are a tribe now, the Jim Price Show tribe. Well, I like that. I like how that is. So, we can call it a pride. How about that? I'll be the lion and we'll call it the Jim Price Show pride. I think the word pride brings, the ability to roll the shoulders back and puff the chest up, looking people square in the eye. But a pride means that we all protect each other. We all look out for each other. And we all want each other to succeed without ego, without malice, without hate. That's how a pride would be great for that. I think we could describe it as a pride. What do you think? I think a pride, the Jim Price Show pride. We got so many great comments, so many great things going on. You guys are out here chatting it up. Remember, like, share, comment. Like each other's comments, guys. Every single one of these comments should have 15 or 20 likes. You guys should be in there liking each other's comments across the board all the way and making sure that each other is being heard. That's how we win at this. Wow, Clayton gave me a big one here. Let's see. Facebook, the government uses to track us. Telegram app is the place where the government CIA agents use to direct radical terrorism. Man, Clayton, you're killing today. Or plot fund terrorist acts in other countries using proxy governments like the Muslim groups that killed innocent Russian people in the concert hall. Absolutely. Spot on. All communications the terrorists made to each other were done on Telegram. Oh, but Telegram, that was, you know, Telegram was from Twitter, right? The original Twitter, that was Telegram. Anyway, they don't always want to talk about that in the right way. And I know Tucker Carlson interviewed the guy that did Telegram or owns Telegram because he lives in the UAE. But anyway, there's some things about that thing I did not quite, does not fit well with me at all. So anyway, he goes on to say, folks think because Telegram app is not controlled by the USA or censored by them, but the owner Telegram app lives in a NATO country. There you go. And just letting folks know, Telegram app is not as safe or as we think it is. Oh, absolutely. I've said that since day one. Clayton, you're absolutely, absolutely correct on that. So yeah, this again, guys, Periscope and Telegram were part of Twitter originally. I was using Periscope, a live streaming app. When we won the national championship in rugby in 2015, I used to have the trophy sitting right here. I don't even know where the my medal and all that stuff for my rugby championship. I'm a national rugby chip champion, 2015, USA men's rugby. When we were doing it, I actually was able to, while we were making our run, I was able to live stream on Periscope so that people back home could watch us do our run for the championship. So it was actually good. So, all right, guys. Hey, we're winning this war. That's why they're freaking out. That's why we're doing great. That's why we got all these good things going on. That's why I lose followers on Twitter every day. It's because we are winning, and I want you guys to truly, truly listen to me when I say that, and I mean that wholeheartedly. We are winning. There is nothing that is going to hold us back. We are going to win this whole thing, and it's because we have the right, we are on the right side of history, we are on the right side of information, and that always wins. Does that mean that we don't get in a fight? Does it mean we don't get a, you know, we got to get a little bloody lip or a black eye? Those things happen in fights, folks. And casualties happen as well. They've been killing us for a long time. It's time for us to stand up and say, we're not going to be a part of your war machine. We're not going to be a part of these things anymore. So, all right, guys. So thank you guys so much for being here. I think that's about it for me. It's been great having you guys. Great comments. Remember, like each other's comments out there. Get out there. Like, share, comment as often as possible. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I'll make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never, ever limits you. Jonathan says, Whiskey Indian November. There you go. Absolutely. Well, and sometimes we have to talk in code because the bad guys, they're too lazy to look up what you're saying, right? And that shows that they're weak and small-minded people. Guys, thank you for everything. Be mindful to donate to the show as often as possible. If you guys want a corner of badass and cool shit t-shirt, go out there to thejimpriceshow.com and look it up. If you guys want my chronic silver, you guys are wanting fresh mouth toothpaste, you guys are wanting a Swiss Bionic med bed, you guys are wanting your B17 Latril apricot seeds, all these things are out there for you on the Jim Price Show, as well as My Daily Naturals. If you guys are looking for your basic cell function package, My Daily Naturals is where to go. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Go look up thejimpriceshow.com. By the way, guys, if I don't see like 20 people going to thejimpriceshow.com as soon as this is over, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to reschedule your marijuana to schedule one because you're bad. You're not obeying me. You don't do what I tell you or whatever. I don't. That's something the government would do. I wouldn't do that to you. All right, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. It's been great seeing you guys. Awesome, awesome day. All right, I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.